A disgrace to the profession. The world scientists in their own words on Michael E. Mann, his hockey stick, and their damage to science. Volume 1. Compiled and edited by Mark Stein. Illustrated by Josh. Narrated by Melissa Howes. Published by Stockade Books. All rights reserved. Part 6. Scientist number 25. Quote, "He only put a lot of numbers into his computer, played with statistical subroutines for a while, and wow, headline-breaking results popped up." Close quote. Dr. Jarl Albeck, Ph.D., lecturer in environmental technology at Abo Academy, author of more than 200 papers published in scientific journals, and holder of 4 patents, former member of the Finnish Parliament's Energy Expert Commission, expert in water treatment and creator of clean water supply systems for poor people in China, India, and Bangladesh, expert on the CO2 cycle and the benefits of CO2 for food production and economic growth, former member of Greenpeace. Mark. Even without the divergence, with a large-scale reconstruction from multiple elements, what matters is how you put it together. Jarl Albeck was on to Mann very early and understood very clearly his approach to the tree-ring data he threw in his magic wood chipper. On October 7, 2004, Dr. Albeck summarized it thus, in English, quote, "Well, I don't think Dr. Mann came up with this hockey stick just because he first discovered MW and LI in the data and then wanted to prove that there were no MW or LI at all. He only put a lot of numbers into his computer, played with statistical subroutines for a while, and wow, headline-breaking results popped up. Of course he was excited and happy of becoming the man who was able to create a radical shift of paradigm. Good old Bert Bolin was almost dancing of joy when he presented the hockey stick for the first time. The problem was that nobody could repeat the calculations because Dr. Mann did not provide exact information about the data files and computing procedures. So much for the referee process. The referee judges the quality of the work according to their personal opinions about what may be true or not, not by double-checking the calculations because it was not possible. How can Dr. Mann claim that his greenhouse believer fellow Dr. Storch has made flawed calculations if he cannot repeat them?" The downplaying of the hockey stick is nice, but the way it was done may simply be bad science due to the fact that the climate models do not reliably model the real climate. I have seen and made so much junk science during my 30 years of work with chemical process analysis by statistical methods and process simulations, so I have become a typical skeptic on almost anything. My processes usually offered a lot of surprises that were never modeled, and they were very simple compared to the world climate. Of course, I don't believe in the hockey stick. In fact, global and NH mean temperature are not very interesting. Nobody lives in the mean temperature. It is the local temperature at a certain time that matters. Greenhouse religion is a funny thing. There are so much feelings and aggressions in it, just as in classical religions. Scientist number 26. Quote, "Man and maybe Steig are examples of how not to proceed." Close quote. Neil J. King, M.A., Physics. Physics graduate from the University of California and contributor to John Cook's pro-man, anti-denier website, Skeptical Science. Mark. What do you do if you believe global warming is a crisis for the planet, but you suspect, or know, that the best-known evidence for that argument is a crock? In public, Mann's enforcers insisted the science was settled. In private, it was a different story. Skeptical Science is a very Mann-friendly website. Its material turns up in his legal pleadings. But behind the scenes, Skeptical Science operated a private forum in which their disquiet over Mann's methods and their distaste at feeling obliged to defend him is palpable. In 2011, Neil King wrote, quote, "My impression is that Mann and buddies have sometimes gone out on a limb when that was unnecessary and ill-advised. Mann, for all his technical ability, is sometimes his own worst enemy. Similarly, with regard to hiding the decline in ClimateGate, I am left with the impression that the real question is, why would you believe the tree ring proxies at earlier times when you know that they didn't work properly in the 1990s? I guess there is a good answer to that, but no one has ever given it to me. I believe a good 50% of the game is being able to avoid booby traps. I think Mann and maybe Steig are examples of how not to proceed. Mark. Mr. King later added, quote, Mann et al. Spent too much time defending what was incorrect and allowed the totality of the argument to become infected by the fight. Agreeing with King, his colleague Robert Way quoted a, quote-unquote, denier. Quote, I assume you start with 1,000 sets of random, very noisy set of data which swings up and down by 4 degrees Celsius, and you average them. You should get a relatively flat line with wiggles of a magnitude much smaller than any of the individual peaks. If you take the same random data, calibrate its endpoint to today's temperature, offset it so the end matches today's temperature, and then sort it, throw data out, so that only data which correlate to a temperature rise at the end 5% of the data set remains. Then you average the remaining data, you would get a relatively flat line with an upward spike at the end. The average data would have an end spike which would almost certainly be of greater magnitude than the rest of the curve. This is from Jeff ID's site, and although I do think he's a douche, he does bring up a good point. Even with a hockey stick in the data set, the method will result in excluding data sets which support the hockey stick the least. Closed quote. The douche shall set you free. Scientist number 27, quote, how such an expensive project was launched and collected so much data without having statisticians on board is a mystery. Closed quote. Professor James V. Zydek, Ph.D., Professor Emeritus in the Department of Statistics at the University of British Columbia, former President of the Statistical Society of Canada and recipient of its Gold Medal, Fellow of the Royal Society of Canada and member of the Royal Statistical Society and the International Statistical Institute, member of the American Statistic Association and recipient of its Distinguished Achievement Medal in Environmental Statistics, member of the Scientific Advisory Committee of the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research, and of the U.S. National Science Foundation Statistics Panel, former senior research scientist at the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization, editor of the Encyclopedia of Environmental Statistics, and associate editor of the Journal of Agricultural, Biological, and Environmental Statistics. Mark. When something bears the imprimatur of science, the public assumes it's, well, scientific. But the hockey stick is essentially a statistical creation, and yet no statisticians were involved at any point of the process. In November 2010, Professor Zydek was interviewed by Y.K. Leong for Imprints, the newsletter of the National University of Singapore's Institute for Mathematical Sciences. He was asked what he thought, as a statistical scientist, of the case for anthropogenic climate change. Professor Zydek, quote, from the statistical perspective, I think what is interesting is the great uncertainty that abounds in that field. A lot of discussion at our workshop has been around the question of which model to use, for example, how you plug in the uncertainty about these models, which kind of scenarios to use, and so on. There is a healthy recognition that there is a lot of uncertainty about this whole question of climate change. In particular, there is a lot of uncertainty about how much is exactly due to anthropogenic causes, how much is due to natural process. I know that the International Panel on Climate Change has come down saying it is very likely that climate change is, to a substantial extent, due to anthropogenic causes. But trying to figure out how much seems quite a challenge. It's an important opportunity for statisticians to get involved in what is arguably the most important issue of our age. Imprints. Were there any statisticians on the panel itself? Zydek, hardly any. Peter Guttort being the only one I know. But I was involved in the early 1990s, thanks to the International Statistical Institute, in trying to get ourselves as statisticians on that panel. And we did not succeed. I don't know why. At the same time, I do know that these scientists do know a lot of statistics, so I'm not saying their work is flawed. On the other hand, there's a lot of discussion recently about something called a, quote-unquote, hockey stick, with a blade that rises steeply from the handle and tells us that the climate changed, tentatively anyway, a lot over the last century. There's been a lot of controversy about that stick among non-statisticians as to what that really represents, and there is an argument that it is flawed. That analysis, anyway, might have benefited from some input by statisticians. How such an expensive project was launched and collected so much data without having statisticians on board is a mystery. Scientist number 28. Tree rings with a hockey stick shape dominate the PCA with this method. Dr. Mia Hubert, Ph.D., head of the statistics section and professor in the Faculty of Science at the Catholic University, Leuven. Author of peer-reviewed papers in Computational Statistics and Data Analysis, Statistical Methods and Applications, Statistical Papers, the Journal of Quality Technology, the Journal of the American Statistical Association, and many more. Mark. In the end, it was two Torontonians, Stephen McIntyre and Ross McKittrick, who launched the most forensic critique of man's hockey stick, and especially of what statisticians call the principal component analysis, PCA. They discovered that man used an algorithm that looked for hockey stick shapes and then overstated their dominance in the resulting patterns, thereby dramatically understating all the uncertainties of his climate reconstruction. In February 2005, Marcel Krock was one of the first environmental journalists to investigate seriously McIntyre and McKittrick's claims against the hockey stick. In his report for the Dutch magazine Nature Wetenschap and Techniek, Mr. Krock quoted Mr. McIntyre as follows. Quote, "The effect is that tree ring series with a hockey stick shape no longer have a mean of zero and end up dominating the first principal component, PCI. In effect, man's program mines for series with a hockey stick shape. In the crucial period of 1400 to 1450 in the critical PCI of the North American network, the top-weighted Sheep Mountain series with a hockey stick shape gets over 390 times the weight of the least-weighted series, which does not have a hockey stick shape." Mark. The layman tends to think of statistics as averaging. If you examine 10 trees and 2 have dramatic hockey sticks but 8 show no curve at all, the combined graph would show a very slight rise. But under man's weighting, the graph of all 10 trees would still be rocketing into the stratosphere. Mr. Krock understood that this would be an astounding indictment of man if true, so he sought confirmation. Quote, "At our request, Dr. Mia Huber of the Catholic Universiteit Leuven in Belgium, who specializes in robust statistics, checked to see if man's unusual standardization influenced the climate reconstruction. She confirms, tree rings with a hockey stick shape dominate the PCA with this method." Close quote. Mark. What was astonishing, given the promotion of the stick by the IPCC and Western governments, was that until Mr. McIntyre prompted Mr. Krock to ask Dr. Hubert, no serious statistician had attempted to verify man's findings. As the Canadian told the Dutchman, quote, "McIntyre has growing doubts about the other studies as well. His initial impression is that they are also dubious. It is almost certain, or so he states, that the other studies have not been checked either." McIntyre, quote, "Man speaks of independent studies, but they are not independent in any usual sense. Most of the studies involve Mann, Jones, Briffa, and or Bradley. Some data sets are used in nearly every study. Bristlecone Pine series looks like they affect a number of other studies as well." Closed quote. Scientist number 29, quote, "They used a brand new statistical technique that they made up." Closed quote. Robert Way, MSc, PhD student in permafrost science and physical geography at the University of Ottawa, recipient of the W. Garfield Weston Award for Northern Research, fellow of the School of Graduate Studies and Master of Science in Glaciology and Physical Geography at Memorial University of Newfoundland, author of peer-reviewed papers published by the Quarterly Journal of the Royal Meteorological Society, Atmospheric Science Letters, Quaternary Science Reviews, Ecological Modeling, and other journals. Mark. As noted earlier, Skeptical Science is a man-friendly website. They defend him in public, but backstage, in an in-house comments forum, the author's misgivings about his work are more openly expressed. In 2011, Robert Way wrote, quote, I don't mean to be the pessimist of the group here, but MC Squared brought up some very good points about the original hockey stick. The statistical methodology used by man did rely too much on tree rings, which are still in debate over their usefulness to reconstruct temperature, and particularly their ability to record low-frequency temperature variations. I've personally seen work that is unpublished that challenges every single one of his reconstructions, because they all either understate or overstate low-frequency variations. That's why I don't like to talk about the HS stuff, because I know a lot of people who have doubts about the accuracy of the original HS. Just like we complain about skeptics like Pilkey and Christie, etc., letting their work be misconstrued, Mann et al. Stood by after their original HS and let others treat it with the confidence that they themselves couldn't assign to it. Mark. Mr. Way, globally warmed to his theme. Quote, even his newest reconstruction doesn't validate past 1400 if you don't include disputed series, which I have no idea why he's including them at all. Let's make this clear. There is a hockey stick shape in the data, but the original hockey stick still used the wrong methods, and these methods were defended over and over despite being wrong. He fought like a dog to discredit and argue with those on the other side that his method was not flawed. And in the end, he never admitted that the entire method was a mistake, saying, quote, I was wrong, but when done right, it gives close to the same answer, is no excuse. What happened was they used a brand new statistical technique that they made up, and that there was no rationalization in the literature for using it. They then let this HS be used in every way possible, including during the Kyoto Protocol lead-up that resulted in Canadian Parliament signing the deal, with many people ascribing their final belief in climate change being assured by the HS, despite knowing the stats behind it weren't rock solid. Mark, but who cares about the science? Mann defender Julian Brimelow, who presented a paper on hydroclimatological aspects of the extreme 2011 Assiniboine River Basin flood at the 2014 American Geophysical Union meeting, cuts to the chase. Quote, McIntyre needs to go down. It is quite that simple. Close quote. Scientist number 30. Quote, it therefore seems crazy that the MBH hockey stick has been given such prominence, and that a group of influential climate scientists have doggedly defended a piece of dubious statistics. Close quote. Professor Ian Jolliffe, Ph.D. Professor Emeritus of Statistics at the University of Aberdeen and Honorary Visiting Professor at the University of Exeter's College of Engineering, Mathematics, and Physical Sciences. Author of Principal Component Analysis, Springer, New York, 2002. Regarded as the most authoritative text in its field, and of the entry on the same subject in the International Encyclopedia of Statistical Science, Springer, New York, 2011. Mark. In response to criticisms of his statistics, Mann asserted that he was simply following one of the most respected statisticians on Earth, Professor Jolliffe. Die-hard maniac Grant Foster, who blogs as Tamino, repeated this defense on his website, Open Mind, to which Professor Jolliffe responded as follows. Quote, it has recently come to my notice that on the following website my views have been misrepresented, and I would therefore like to correct any wrong impression that has been given. An apology from the person who wrote the page would be nice. In reacting to Wegman's criticism of decentered PCA, the author says that Wegman is, quote, just plain wrong, close quote, and goes on to say, quote, you shouldn't just take my word for it, but you should take the word of Ian Jolliffe, one of the world's foremost experts on PCA, author of a seminal book on the subject. he takes an interesting look at the centering issue in this presentation. It is flattering to be recognized as a world expert, and I'd like to think that the final sentence is true, though only, quote-unquote, toy examples were given. However, there is a strong implication that I have endorsed decentered PCA. This is just plain wrong. The talk certainly does not endorse decentered PCA. Indeed, I had not understood what MBH had done until a few months ago. Furthermore, the talk is distinctly cool about anything other than the usual column-centered version of PCA. I am by no means a climate change denier. My strong impression is that the evidence rests on much, much more than the hockey stick. It therefore seems crazy that the MBH hockey stick has been given such prominence and that a group of influential climate scientists have doggedly defended a piece of dubious statistics. Misrepresenting the views of an independent scientist does little for their case either. Ian Jolliffe. Close quote. As the aforementioned Robert Way remarked, quote, "This is the epitome of how I feel." Chapter 4, Man of the Hour, Empire of the Stick. Quote, "The most famous examples of what I consider outright cheating was Michael Mann's famous hockey stick graph. This graph has had an amazing existence, rising from the ashes each time someone points out a fatal flaw. Why? Because the UNIPCC desperately needs this graph." Close quote. Dr. Gordon J. Falk's Ph.D., Speech to the Oregon Chapter of the American Meteorological Society, January 25, 2012. Mark. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change was born in 1988. It enjoyed the unlikely support of Mrs. Thatcher, in defiance of her usual rule that if you set up a bureaucracy to fix a problem, then you'll never be rid of the problem. And so the IPCC is not a general science body or a general climate science body, but a bureaucracy whose only business is climate change. The thing about saving the planet is that the planet's a complicated thing. Its climate involves many factors, including water vapor, the sun, ocean currents, bovine flatulence, all interacting with each other. If you show the layman a graph of any of the preceding, he'll have no idea what it means. Is it good or bad? But the public does understand temperature. It knows that if it's 75, you put on shorts and t-shirt, but if it's 35, you button up your overcoat. The thermometer is one of the few climate-related instruments everyone can grasp. MIT's Richard Lindzen. Quote, "Thermometric measurements is something people can understand. They can understand a temperature series, and they can understand there's a connection between the word warming and temperature change." Close quote. Mark. To the public, quote-unquote climate means quote-unquote weather, and weather is measured in temperature. So if you're the IPCC and you want a shorthand for catastrophe that can be sold to bureaucrats, politicians, and citizens, the dream ticket is a big, scary temperature graph. The IPCC has never had a hit like its third assessment report. Their first two did the boring scientific thing and considered all the uncertainties, and the fourth and fifth were comparatively sotto voce after the headline-grabbing hockey stick. But the TAR is the IPCC's pop smash, the one that broke through to become the big climate boy band's Livin' La Vita Loca, a veritable candle-in-the-wind turbine. Mann's temperature graph accomplished even more than the IPCC were looking for. Discussing, quote, "that unknown fraction of warming since 1950 that can be attributed to humans," close quote, Dr. Judith Curry cautioned that it's important to include the A for anthropogenic in AGW. Quote, "If you leave out the A, people are misled into thinking that all warming for the past 1,000 years is caused by humans. The hockey stick argument." Close quote. Mark. She's right. Mann's hockey stick showed that there was no such thing as, quote-unquote global warming until the Industrial Revolution took off. So in man world, 100% of quote-unquote global warming is anthropogenic. How did the IPCC come to promote an outlier, as Dr. Curtis Covey described the stick, by an obscure individual of no previous distinction as the consensus of the world's scientists? As Professor John Christie, a former IPCC lead author himself, told the U.S. Congress, lead authors are nominated by their countries, but ultimately selected by a somewhat inscrutable IPCC bureaucracy. They are supposed to represent, quote, the highest level of expertise in particular fields, and in practice have, quote, virtually total control over the material, close quote, which means there is a strong temptation to, quote, cite their own work heavily and neglect or belittle contradictory evidence, close quote. In most areas of life, quote, this would be called a conflict of interest, close quote, but not at the IPCC. Enter man. Quote, add to this situation the rather unusual fact that the L.A. of this particular section had been awarded a Ph.D. only a few months before his selection by the IPCC. Close quote. Mark, how could such a thing happen? A one-paper nobody with the ink still wet on his diploma suddenly becomes the voice of the IPCC? But his patron was Britain's IPCC honcho, John Houghton. Sir John immediately recognized the potential of man's stick and decided to make it the poster for global warming. Paleoclimatology had once been an obscure discipline. Man made it an applied science. Its purpose is to tell us what we should do now. Having buried the divergence problem in his own work, was it ever likely that man would want to address it from his new seat of power? As Dr. Judith Curry would later write, quote, there is no question that the diagrams and accompanying text in the IPCC TAR, AR4, and WMO 1999 are misleading. I was misled. Upon considering the material presented in these reports, it did not occur to me that recent paleo data was not consistent with the historical record. Not only is this misleading, but it is dishonest. The authors defend themselves by stating that there has been no attempt to hide the divergence problem in the literature. I infer, then, that there is something in the IPCC process or the author's interpretation of the IPCC process, i.e., don't dilute the message, that resulted in the scientists deleting the adverse data in these diagrams. Close quote. In the words of Dr. Gordon Falks, quote, the mismatched data should have told man that his data were not reliable, but instead they provided him exactly the result he wanted, and worldwide acclaim. Close quote. We will hear more from the scientists on this element in the next episode.